Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Geek Lounge. I'm your host, Louis Little.
Yes.
Very good.
And I'm Adam.
Very good. You can find us on Facebook at The Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge, where you can tell us how wrong we are.
Right.
Because wait, you have a Twitter?
Yeah, we do have a Twitter.
We do have a Twitter.
Yeah. How old is it? Like 2 days?
What do you
no,
mean?
It's been
like,
around.
When did I start it?
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah, back when we were back at the studio.
When was the last tweet?
That I couldn't tell you. I think a week ago, I posted the last episode. Yeah.
Okay.
So I post them all there for you guys to.
Oh, fair enough.
But I mean, you know, use it for negativity like everyone does on Twitter. Just tell us how bad we are or
I'm okay with
how
that.
Wrong we are.
Yep.
It's totally okay. That's your choice.
It's only to get Senpai to notice you.
It's the only way.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Notice me, leathery orange Senpai. Notice me.
Oh, God.
So our theme for this week is anime, which we will obviously get to in our next segment. But what have we done this week that warrants talking about? Let's see.
I'm almost through with Cowboy Bebop. After the first...
You make it sound like...
A
you're
chore?
Just drudging through it like, oh my God, I'm almost done with Bebop. Christ. Christ.
Well, after the first disc or after the first like four episodes, it's picked up a lot. I do enjoy it now.
Sure.
But, you know, other things interrupt. So, you know, I took a break to watch some Captain Scarlet.
I thought you finished watching that.
I did. I'm done with Captain Scarlet.
She's just watching it again?
No.
Oh, this is from the week.
Before. Okay. Yeah, this is why it's taken me so long to get through Cowboy Bebop.
How far did you get in Bebop?
I think I'm on the last disc, actually.
Are you?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Did you also get to borrow the movie?
No.
Oh, okay. The movie's really good.
I don't think they gave me the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And that's, what else did I do this week? I don't know.
What do you think?
I like it.
Oh, you like it? That's it?
Okay. It's...
I love it. That's one of my favorite anime series, honestly.
Yeah, it's Firefly. It's the Millennium Falcon. It's that, you know, it's that basic... I guess, according to Cowboy Bebop, it's its own genre. It's Cowboy Bebop genre.
Yeah. Damn right it is.
They fly around in space. They're hungry a lot.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of money.
Well, they're hungry because they don't have money because they don't buy food.
They fail a lot. Yeah.
They sure do.
They have hijinks.
I don't think they've ever
They get
ever
wrapped
had...
up in their personal BS.
Yeah. I don't think they've ever
they're
had
They're everything
like,
I don't want to be.
A successful bounty.
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever they had have, like one where they produced enough money to be able to eat.
They do occasionally, but it's just not much.
I mean, beef and bell peppers minus beef?
Yeah, or they're just mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Constant mushrooms.
Or I think later, I don't know if you've gotten to the episode, but later on, they just eat hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, God.
They just go to town on hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got, like, everybody's backstory, but Edwards.
Which oh, you never
she's
will.
Just she's just a weird kid.
You'll kind of get to it. Like I said, the episode where they just eat hard-boiled eggs, I think, is the one where...
Edward?
Yeah, because Edward's... Somebody where Edward is from gives them a basket of eggs. I don't want to say who it is or what. But.
Earth?
Yeah, well, Earth.
Yeah, she's the only one from Earth. Yeah.
No, Earth, but they, someone from there
well, I guess
gives,
technically Faye is too.
Gives them a basket of eggs to eat, and they just go down hard.
Delicious,
eggs.
Yeah. All right, cool.
See, is the part where Faye eats dog food?
Yeah.
Dog
yeah.
food?
Oh, yeah.
We've all been there,
her
right?
Her and Ayn are fighting over the last bit of dog food. Yeah.
They're the last can of dog food.
Yeah.
That's cool. I watched The Shallows.
With Blake Lively,
yeah.
That was pretty good. Okay.
I enjoyed it.
I wonder why.
Well, I don't think it was just Blake Lively. She's obviously very talented, but...
It was her co-star that stole the show, that Siegel.
The Siegel,
just
yeah.
a breathtaking
damn, Siegel.
Performance. Oscar-worthy.
I, you know what? If you take that movie seriously, you're not gonna. I don't think you're going to enjoy it. I think that's the thing with it is she's like Wonder Woman, right? Like, she gets injured a lot. She still has the stamina of a triathlete. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She was a nurse.
She has all the tools to be Lady
she was
Batman,
like a
apparently.
Flat-out doctor. She wasn't even a nurse.
I thought she was a training. Maybe she was learning. She was going to school.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
But apparently she knew enough to survive.
She's no slouch.
Sharks. No, not at all. Not
she
at
didn't
all.
Save the seagull.
She did.
That's right.
She yeah. didn't save the seagull.
Spoilers. Oops.
For if you didn't see The Shallows circa 2015-16.
It's about a giant killer Galapagos turtle.
Yep. It's about a manatee with sharp teeth.
Sharp teeth, yeah.
It's the struggle of a woman and her pet seagull.
Against the man-eating manatee. Man-E-T. Get it?
Which I think is an allegory for women in a patriarchy. right? Where the shark is the patriarchy.
Wow.
And she just stabs the shit out of
him. And the seagull is her hope.
Just floats right off.
Yeah. The seagull is the exact.
Hope leaves her, yeah. But then he comes back and then flies away.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, it never
I thought he didn't fly.
No.
I don't know if that's the message they're trying to send, but they could have been.
I don't know. It's all an allegory.
But I enjoyed it. It was good. Actually, I had bought it. That's why.
Oh, wow.
I did too.
Like $10.
Yeah.
Yeah. $10.
On the Blu-rays.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I digitalized. I got it digitally.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I got Thunderbirds on Blu-ray for free, which
for
saved
free?
So much space on my shelf.
But how?
I have so many Amazon points racked up. I didn't even realize that I had that many.
A
few other things, which nice. I haven't even spent yet.
Very nice.
But
I want to tell a story about how when I bought the movie real quick.
Sure.
I don't know if you did this when you were younger, but is it just me or like kids from 16 to let's say 19 or 20?
Sure.
Left alone in a store in a group of two or more are the most annoying people in the retail store?
I concur.
Right?
Even off my own experience.
Right. Because I think everyone's done that before.
I was that kid, yeah.
Right.
I would lower it a bit like to 14. 13, 14,
sure.
When they think they're, you know, teenagers.
Yeah, just
let
them alone at the Target, Just mom will be back.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hang out at the Target for a little bit.
Or they get there with their only friend that has a car.
Yeah.
Something.
Something like that. But I don't know. Did you remember throwing stuff around and just messing around with stuff or just joking loudly? They were very obnoxious.
Sometimes. Both, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not we were bad kids. We were just kids.
Yeah.
Dumb kids.
I know. I should feel more sympathetic because I was that kid at one point, but I'm so old now. I'm just like,
that shows you. You've crossed over.
Stupid kids. If they were in my yard, they'd get it. Boy, I tell you.
Yeah, right.
I tell you what. So I was annoyed, but I bought the movie and I enjoyed it.
Nice.
Anything from you? Anything cool?
I finished my tattoo.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah,
there it is. Let me see. Glistening with cocoa butter or whatever you're putting on it.
Cocoa butter.
Hustle butter.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Hustle Butter.
Shit works.
That's such a weird name.
I know, right? I'm sure it works. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's all angry and red.
It's all Baman. Baman.
Baman.
It's a Baman tattoo.
Baman and all of his friends.
And all of his
rogues
friends
gallery.
His rogues gallery. It's a cool tattoo.
It is, yeah.
So Jai Lee inspired. Just put more hustle butter on.
Oh, I've tried.
Does that sound dirty, hustle butter?
It does a little bit.
Does that sound like someone would yell for at a porn set? Like, hold on, Jeremy needs hustle butter.
Something out of the 70s. I don't
know. Maybe.
Hustle butter.
Hustle butter.
Do the hustle butter.
Butter.
Hustle butter. Boop, 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 boop. Is that all that warranted the weekend?
I went board game yesterday. Jason Bourdain.
Oh, that's right.
Did he?
Yeah.
He came.
I was going to make something
new. I'm
glad
the last
you had something
weeks.
Else. Yeah, that's right. He was. So, what did you guys play?
What did we play?
Oh, Are you we asking played because I wasn't there.
The Betrayal on the House on the Hill.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to play that. How
that
was
is a weird game. It's kind of cool. Like, it started, and I'm just thinking, like, this is really dull. Is this all there is to it? Mm-hmm. And Mikey showed up, and he keeps telling me, like, No. This is actually gone longer than it usually does before, I guess, a haunting happens or something.
Sure.
And yeah, we hit this spot where...
Well, your character's in a haunted house.
Yeah.
If I remember
And
that.
You're just and exploring you're... rooms.
Right.
And that's pretty much it.
Is the goal to get out?
No.
What is
something
the goal
happens, and apparently there's a ton of scenarios that can happen.
Sure.
And
it's like Last Night on
Mark
Earth.
Mark actually showed up too, and...
Mark?
No. It's like Last Night on Earth, but it can be different, like wildly and completely different. And the haunting started, and then all of a sudden it was just like this crazy madness where we're attacking this zombie lord or some crazy thing. And
wow.
Yeah, it got crazy fast. It was kind of cool.
No ghosts with candlesticks running across a room?
No, but I guess there can be a lot of different ones, though. That's only one of many scenarios. It was kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does it just have like a bunch of different horror tropes?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. We happened to get Zombie Master, like all of a sudden 8 zombies popped up, which were stupidly tough, by the way. And then him, the Zombie Master. And we kind of got lucky because I guess we had something called the Mystic Elevator. I don't know if you've played out there the Betrayal at the Hill House or House on the Hill.
Yeah.
But you get that Mystic Elevator, man, you are golden. That is the greatest tool for survival
Mystic
in that
elevator.
Game. Yeah, because you can pretty much go everywhere depending on how you roll. And it kept us away from this zombie lord. And we worked him over like 3 turns. He was done.
Nice.
He turned Mikey's character. He was a zombie, but the rest of us, the rest of us just trashed him. So
I call that name for my metal band, Zombie Lord.
Zombie Lord.
Yeah.
Sweet. Pretty sure somebody thought of that.
Shut up. just shut your hustle buttered mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool.
And then did we play something after that? I don't remember.
Oh, so it sounds like you had a grand time. You didn't remember.
No, it was fun, but I think we were gonna play something else. I don't think we just never did. We just ended up BSing for like the last hour and a half.
Sure, that's always fun though.
Yeah, well, it's Mark, and we don't see Mark that often, so there's a lot to talk about.
Gotcha. So. Mork. And Mikey.
Mork. Oh, don't forget, you ate like a really good burger on Friday.
Oh yeah,
I almost forgot that.
There's this kind of goofy little bar by my house.
Don't say the name because they haven't paid us.
Bacon Bar. And they have no smoking signs everywhere, but people are allowed to smoke, but like hardly anybody does. Okay. So first of all, it's a weird bar where
I've seen that place. It's by your house.
It doesn't smell like cigarette smoke. First of all, it actually smells delicious in there. And then they have the best burgers,
like smoked meat.
Yeah. Holy crap!
Yeah,
that burger was delicious.
It could have been because we were partially drunk, but then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're drunk, everything tastes awesome.
It does, but this tasted especially
good. One time I got buzzed and I ate a whole bag of Doritos, like a big bag of Doritos, and they were the greatest bag of Doritos I'd ever had.
Yeah. Is that like half a beer?
No, like less.
Well, my neighbor really likes it there too, so maybe he's onto something. He's a little old Welsh guy, so.
It's a weird bar, though. It doesn't know what it wants to be.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't know what it wants to be.
It is some weird fusion of hipster, dive, and restaurant. Like, it is like this weird fusion, but it's like
the crappiest versions of each.
Yes, but it does have like really nice, like it has the nicest restrooms in a bar I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, they're clean. Oh my God, those are clean.
Did you take pics? Pics or it didn't happen?
I should have. It was like impressive. The bathroom was impressive.
You didn't think you were going to get syphilis by sitting on a toilet?
Nope. Yeah. Exactly.
That's how you get syphilis, right?
Yeah, there wasn't
some form of disease.
Yeah, there wasn't initials carved in anything.
You know what I thought? You know what bathroom I thought of that?
Our stickers
are is Knott's Berry Farm. When I went as a kid, I was like, these guys have the best. I was like 16, 17. I was like, this place has the best bathrooms I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I imagine someone in the Charlie Brown costume has to come and clean them. Just be great.
Be Linus with his blanket.
Just walk in there. There's just somebody just scrubbing the toilet in the big old character costume.
Yeah.
You guys ready for a break?
Yeah, sure. Okay. We can do that.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. I'm glad. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some essential anime that you should watch if you haven't already.
Yes.
So stick around for that.
Yes.
Bye. It's a little scary when you see the sign. You picture it hairy and whitening inside your mind.
Welcome back to the Geek Lounge, where all your wildest nerd dreams don't come true.
Yeah, okay. Ooh. I was worried we were going to get stuff on the Facebook that was asking us for stuff. Like, hey, you said dreams come true.
Where's my
whatever?
Ultra rare or whatever.
Yeah. Ooh, that would have been something we had to explain away real bad. Anyway.
Joining us again after a long absence as a guest host. Been on a few times sporadically through the years.
No, just once.
No, twice.
Just the one.
At least twice.
Once.
The old studio.
Yeah, the old studio.
You were on
and then, and then you've been that. Here. You've been here at the new studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and you're
so exactly
oddly
twice.
Enough, you're wearing the same shirt, and I only know that because
because
I have the pictures that we're going to use for the superimposed stuff.
And, I only have three shirts. I rotate.
Just rotate between them.
Anyway, it's Michelle, everybody.
And one of them's a work shirt.
Michelle. That's what I call you. Michelle.
Mitchell.
But it's Michelle.
Mm.
Michelle. I guess if you want to be fancy, Michelle.
Please.
Like if you, I guess if you want to be French, Michelle.
No, because then I'm
Michelle.
My name would be Michael at that point. Like,
Michael.
Is that German? Michael, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
No, that would be, I think, Russian.
Anyway.
Russia.
We're way off subject. We're here to talk about anime.
Anime.
Yeah, that annoys me. Does that annoy you? Anyway.
Kind of. I mean, I get that it's pronounced a certain way, whatever, but it's when somebody interrupts you like it's anime.
I don't know. I feel like if they understand you, there's no point in trying to correct it.
Exactly.
Does at that point, you're just being pompous.
Exactly.
Does it bother you if they just did it in conversation? Like if they just, if it was totally normal, you'd never spoken to them about anime, and they were just like, "Oh yeah, I was watching a really interesting anime." And
okay, whatever, that's cool.
Unless it's like completely butchered, there's no point.
Yeah,
right. But if they correct you, then that's not.
It's just it's not that, no, it's no, that I mean, big of a deal. It's just kind of like
it's annoying.
It's kind of like come it's on, dude. Pretentious. Yeah, like come on.
All right, so I mean, I understand that not a lot of people are fans of the anime art form.
I wonder why.
Wow, yeah, me too. But yeah, why?
Yeah,
Mr. Why?
No. I'm just kidding. I'm at them, not.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, oh, yeah, me.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Not all adults like cartoons.
But not all adults like cartoons. That
the first two shows I remember truly loving was an anime show and a tokusatsu show. So
which one? Which
Speed anime? Razor and Ultraman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so.
I used to like watching Speed Racer.
And I didn't know it was an anime back then. I just, it was a show.
You know what I thought?
Just a cartoon show.
Was, we'll get into the list in a second, but I thought Dragon Ball, I didn't think it was anything but a cartoon when I first saw it. The first Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Like the what's the name of it? The Deke Company, when they put out Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think it was an anime. Like I couldn't be told it was an anime. It's a cartoon.
Did. Yeah, they were the Canadian distributor, right?
Yeah, that's right. They were the first ones. Yeah, they were. Super wow, is bad though because I mean they edited stuff they out, edited they cut crap stuff out. Yeah.
Yeah,
so it lost a lot of the charm that it had when I actually saw the original.
Yeah,
Dragon Ball.
No, that was the same thing in the
Dragon Ball.
Yeah, that was the same thing when cable started in like the early 80s. Yeah. Was like we would get a lot of anime like on Showtime.
Yeah,
and they just edited the crap out of it. Or Gatchaman, Battle of the Planets.
Yeah,
same thing.
I used to love watching same that thing. Show too. And
I loved
the same,
that as a
kid.
Yeah, that was another one that
Sailor Moon. I remember Sailor Moon was the only thing. So Sailor Moon and Pokemon.
Yeah.
At one point, were the only anime that you could watch on TV here.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And like, that's weird. Pokemon would. I think they come on in the morning, so I could never watch Pokemon.
Wasn't it part of the Saturday lineup?
I don't know. Or my daughter watched it occasionally. I just don't remember when.
Like new episodes.
I swear
were.
It was like Saturdays.
Was it?
Yeah.
New episodes were, but
Sailor Moon, I'm not sure.
I think they
she watched that every day, like religiously.
I could never get into that show, and I think it was the weird hairstyles. They just bothered me how long their hair was.
I was okay with it. I liked it. It was like I said, it was the at one point it was like the only thing on TV. Now you can't turn your head without seeing anime somewhere.
Something, well, they have services for it now. So.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Finally.
But a lot of people, like I said, are not fans, so we're here to run down an essential list of stuff that you should watch, even though you're not a fan, because it's still
good,
really, really good. And the first thing relevant. I have is, of course, is Akira. Or
God, you took mine.
Akira.
Akira. It's Akira. Akira.
Oh, Jesus.
yeah, that is a
which
good
if
one.
You haven't, it's like from, it's from 1988. It's like a dystopian science fiction.
Yep.
It's kind of creepy.
It's specific.
It's a little bit creepy,
but specific to where Japan thought it was going too.
Yes,
that's
it is
a certain way to look at
which
it.
Which is why it's weird that they're making a live action American movie.
Don't care.
But
I don't care.
What?
Yeah, it's been in limbo for a long time. Keanu's supposed to be in it or something.
God. Isn't he a bit old now?
I don't know. Well, hopefully they just realize that they don't need to do it. But
yeah, well, it's like Ghost in the Shell. To be honest, they don't need to make a live action version.
I don't know. I think it could be cool.
The movie's good.
It is a good movie. I remember seeing it on the Sci-Fi Channel back when the Sci-Fi Channel was good.
Yeah.
And they would show anime.
When they had the anime late night.
Yeah.
They had anime on Sundays.
Saturday mornings.
So
I remember Saturdays being on Sundays. Saturday mornings.
Before 2099.
Yeah.
I don't remember when the Sci-Fi Channel was good anymore. It's hard to remember.
Back when they were sci-fi and not sci-fi or whatever.
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
Syphilis.
Yeah.
Syphilis.
But I remember seeing it there and it wasn't the first anime I'd seen. The first one I had seen from this list was Ghost in the Shell, but we'll get to that in a second. But I remember seeing this on Saturday morning on Sci-Fi, and it was like, it blew my mind. I didn't even know what was going on. The first time I had seen it, I had very little of what was going on, but the animation was like haunting.
Yeah.
I guess the style was very...
considering their industry was really inspired by Walt Disney directly, like the man himself, not the company.
Right.
It's interesting that they just got so far ahead of the U.S. in terms of sophistication, animation, and visual style. I mean, so far ahead.
Well, that's what's funny. If you look at the history of anime, it's basically they were inspired by American European animators Disney and whatnot. But they played catch up like that. It was done. Like as soon as they caught up, they just went to these heights that were just –
Yeah.
Amazing. Akira being one of them, yeah. Ghost in the Shell being another. And I remember not knowing what Ghost in the Shell was about when I had first seen it, but I remember just thinking like it was a gorgeous movie.
Oh yeah.
I remember just not even seeing animation that close to being.
And it's such a different so style. Beautiful, it's, yeah. It's like it's a weird sci-fi noir, but in color.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. Yeah. But I do appreciate it now that I was older. When I was younger, I didn't. I was kind of like, yeah, okay, it's okay.
Right.
But now that I've gotten older, I'm like, yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I definitely recommend that you watch Akira.
Yep.
Definitely. You got one?
For like essential?
Yeah, like just something that even if you weren't an anime fan, you have to watch. Just like as a film fan or as someone who wants to see like a really good like movie or something like
that's
that.
That's so subjective, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that there's some that just sort of break that mold of anime because people have an idea of what anime is, and it's not always right. But I think there are films that if you watch it, even if you're not a fan of anime, you can go back and go, oh, man, that was okay. That was really good. That was not what I was expecting.
Yeah. I actually really, really liked Appleseed Deus Ex Machina.
Mm.
I just freaking love that movie. It's the second one in sort of it's a loose trilogy. They're not entirely attached, and it does have its really bad sort of I don't even know what you call you sort of like overdone scenes, I guess.
Right.
You know, it has like the whole John Woo gunfight in the beginning and stuff like that. But just the story as far as a science fiction story, I mean, just awesome. You know, and then of course Alpha, which was the one after that, is kind of dumb, but it's so beautiful to look at. Right.
Oh, it's the one you bought, right? That I was there. Okay,
yep.
It did look pretty.
Yeah, it is pretty. Oh yeah, it's pretty.
So we talked about Akira, Ghost in the Shell. They didn't come out at the same time, but they're kind of like that's staples sci-fi. Or pillars of anime.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Miyazaki.
Oh yeah,
because when I was doing research for this list, I found that a lot of Miyazaki films are in here.
If I can interrupt for a second?
Yeah, please go ahead.
When you're talking about definitive, like Miyazaki to me is, I didn't even think of him as anime. He's his own thing.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead. I just thought that was an odd thing.
The same movies that kept showing up in a lot of lists are
Miyazaki's.
Are Miyazaki movies, which are Spirited Away.
Yep.
My Neighbor Totoro is another one. Nausicaa.
Yeah. Yeah,
Valley was a really. I have all those movies. I love. Well, first of all, I love Miyazaki.
Yeah,
I don't think there's one movie that I dislike. Maybe there's some that I don't like as much as others. I think probably the one I like the least is the one his son did. I guess.
Oh, Earthsea Tales of Earthsea.
Yeah, that studio put out.
Yeah,
but like the same ones. Like I said, Spirited Away, Totoro.
Yeah, Miyazaki's definitely a form in of himself, I think.
Right.
Yeah. And even his earlier stuff, like the Castle of Cagliostro, good.
I love it. That's good. I guess that's one of my favorite movies that he's done.
Yeah,
he's directed his Castle of Cagliostro. But I think you're right, though. I think he's sort of transcended. Like
anime.
It's still anime, but he has sort of transcended that. He's like almost on a high plane of his own. You know what I mean? He's almost.
I think it's
like,
just because of his style and his. The way he presents his stories, it's not the typical anime archetype. I don't know.
Well, even Spirited Away, which culturally speaking in Japan means so much more, but look how much it means as just a simple, intimate story of growing up and dealing with life and the problems presented before you. I mean, he does such a good job of like simplifying it, but it's not really simple. Does that make sense?
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. I mean, even Princess Mononoke is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, actually, that's on the list too. That's one of the.
Yeah, just
I love Princess Mononoke.
By dealing with Ashitaka and his clan, it like he just brings everything so centered so fast.
Yeah,
so good stuff.
It is good.
Doesn't hurt that he's such a perfectionist either.
Grave of the Fireflies, which is not
sad.
It is very sad. It's not a Miyazaki film, but
no,
the guy who did end up directing and everything actually went to work with Miyazaki, which, funny story, I don't know if you knew this, Grave of the Fireflies and was it Totoro? I believe it was Totoro.
My Neighbor Totoro.
Yeah, was a double feature.
Totoro?
was a double feature when it came out in Japan, so they were basically together. You buy a ticket and get in.
This seems familiar.
And they
must have heard it.
Failed The movie failed simply because Grave of the Fireflies was such a heavy story because they were marketed as kids' movies. And Totoro was a kids' movie, but Grave of the Fireflies, obviously, was a little too downer. It was really, really heavy.
Important, but a downer.
Oh, yeah, and that's why they didn't do well because a lot of parents thought the same thing. They were like, I'm not going to take my kid to see that right now. Are you kidding me? But, you know, obviously on home video they did well, and then merchandising for My Neighbor Totoro did very well.
Yeah.
So great movies, but yeah.
Yeah.
Grave of the Fireflies, them feels though.
Yeah.
I did find myself tearing up. Saw another sci-fi staple. I saw a lot of
good anime seems to be sci-fi. Actually,
No. I mean, like from the Sci-Fi Channel. Actually, a lot of the stuff on this list I had seen on the Sci-Fi Channel and the Vampire Hunter D. I don't know if you've ever watched.
Oh yeah.
I don't know that I like
on Showtime back in the day.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Showtime really?
In the '80s, Showtime was a big purveyor of anime. A lot of it, I think, was heavily edited, at least in the early 80s. I think
For Showtime. Like, yeah. I get on a channel like Sci-Fi, but Showtime.
I think that was Showtime. Don't quote me on that.
Oh, okay.
I know I did my first big exposure to more adult-oriented anime in the 80s was Showtime.
Right. Yeah. But that's a great action anime, horrific or horror-based, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
I guess, again, I saw that one on the Sci-Fi Channel too and was just blown away by it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Vampire Hunter D is good. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I, unlike you guys, didn't have as many channels that offered anime. And when they did, it was really late at night. So I had to sneak out of my room and try to watch. It was like either Sci-Fi, Toonami, or Adult Swim.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people's first exposure to, like, Dragon Ball was
Toonami.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because before that, at least for my exposure, it was in Spanish.
Did you really? What? Was it really?
Yeah. The only way you could see it that I remember was in Spanish before it hit Toonami.
Damn. Where? Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I remember I've seen it in Spanish before whenever I've gone to visit.
Well, the Spanish version had the benefit of actually being closer to the original version, not the weird.
They don't cut stuff out.
Yeah.
They don't edit stuff out.
Yeah.
Which I like. It's fine.
Yeah.
I love when they translate songs.
Yeah.
Like if you have a favorite Japanese theme, if it was in Mexico, they translate it into Spanish and it sounds closer to the Japanese version than it would on an American production. Last one on this list is Satoshi Kon's Perfect Blue, which I don't know if you've seen that.
I don't think I have.
You haven't seen that?
No, I've never even heard of that.
It's very trippy. It's old. It's from 1997. It's very trippy. It's a very trippy movie. Huh. It's like
Paprika?
Kind of. Well, yeah, very much like Paprika, but it's like if what's his name? The guy who did Eraserhead, David Lynch. It's like if David Lynch did an anime. Yeah.
What?
That's kind of what it's like. It's very.
I thought Paranoia, whatever that one was.
Also good. Same.
Paranoia Agent.
Satoshi Kon, same guy. Yeah,
it's very David Lynch-esque.
Yeah. So is this movie. Yeah. It's really odd. I actually Paprika I haven't seen. I do want to see it, but this one was kind of a trip.
And you have the 80s staple, which introduced probably the most Americans in one fell swoop, was of course the Robotech saga.
Yeah, it did. That's right, Robotech
huge. Although it turns out it's kind of a boring space opera, but
it's actually
a lot of great action.
It's actually Makuros. Thank you. Makuros.
Yeah, they named it. They renamed it Robotech. So I don't know what happened there.
Again, that's the 80s.
Yeah,
that's the late
that's
80s,
they were
early
still
90s.
Really heavily editing when things.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Anyway, so there we go. There's that list that I did research on, but I agree with this list, actually. I think that if you, like I said, if you're not a fan of anime, you should definitely check these movies out. There's a few more, I think, that you should see, but...
Some of those are definitely wet-your-toe titles. I mean, that's the advantage Miyazaki has, especially some of his bigger movies, is they're accessible, but they're also pretty deep. You jump into Paprika, if you've never seen anime, you're going to be going like, what the hell... Did I get
That's
myself
true.
Into?
That's true,
Don't
yeah.
start with that one. You might just be like, nah, no thanks.
Exactly.
But you're right. I think it offers people a chance to go, okay, I like this or I don't like this.
Yeah.
But either way, I do like this movie.
Yep.
Don't necessarily know if I like anime or not.
Cool.
Like it's good to, it is a good place to dip your toes. But you want to take a break?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's our list. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of our favorite anime series and movies that we would recommend to you. Manga and anime?
Come on back.
Come on back. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
No? To the Geek Lounge.
To the Geek Lounge. Welcome back.
Yeah.
We talked about some essential anime in the last segment, so now we want to talk about some of our favorite anime that we can, I guess, hopefully recommend to you to watch. Or, you know, if you're into weird stuff, I don't know that you could recommend it to regular people, but let's give it a try, huh?
We're exposing ourselves.
Let's give it the old college try.
Yeah.
But I didn't try very hard in college. What does that say?
That you're not going to try very hard in this segment.
Oh, perfect.
Wow.
I accept it.
Okay. No, I'm just, you know, low expectations. It's always good. Then you can either exceed them or meet them. It's so much easier. Anyway, good life lesson, kids.
Expectations.
No expectations are good.
Yeah.
Who wants to start us off with some of their favorite animes?
Yeah, I can go, I guess.
You go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, the only thing that was around was Speed Racer.
Sure.
And then, of course, Battle of the Planets, which was, I remember it just being very sparse, but it was just super cool because they were a combination of basically, like, you know, space explorers and superheroes.
It was like
Star Trek and Marvel superheroes.
You know what it was? It was animated tokusatsu, basically.
Kind of,
let's take this idea of, like, because tokusatsu, that, like, now it's a lot of Power Ranger stuff, a lot of people in suits, mostly. But it was kind of the same idea. Like, let's put people in suits.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's animate it.
Yeah.
You get Gatchaman or Battle of the Planets or whatever you want to call them.
And then after that, of course, was the 80s and Showtime with the Shogun Warriors. They would put the Shogun Warriors.
Oh my God!
Movies.
Shogun Warriors!
Ah, so good.
I love that card. It was heavily edited when I watched it.
It was,
wasn't on Showtime when I remember. I remember it was like on regular, like basic cable.
Yeah.
Like on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
But it was heavily. It was.
I remember how they announced every attack, like Kogan Horde, and the horn would, like, lightning would shoot out, and they'd attack each other. Yeah,
yeah,
crazy stuff.
A
like
big
that.
Staple in anime, which is just yelling out your attack. Every attack is voice activated.
Yeah, and then
Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
and then,
full episodes yelling out names.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shogun Warriors.
It was called Samurai Warriors. I don't know if we're thinking of the same thing.
I don't know.
Is it they were different colors?
There was
and they had different armor.
This is the classics: Mazinger Z, Raiden.
Yeah.
And I can't remember some of the others now.
Okay.
Or Raiden and Mazinger Z, of course, is probably the most well known. Where he had like the little spaceship that
went into the robot,
rope into the top of his head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Stuff like that. I remember there was one, and Michelle and I were actually trying to find it earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I still don't know what it's called. All I know, it was like this cyborg dude, and he kind of had a Super Sentai suit, but in space, so he had like a mask.
Don't forget the staff.
Covered in space. And he had a staff that would extend, kind of like Goku's, for lack of a better term.
Right.
And I just remember he's fighting a bunch of like military vehicles. And I just remember one scene where he extends a staff into two tanks and like lifts them up and spins it and basically uses that to just trash all these other vehicles or something. And I just, for the life of me, I can't find it. And I thought it might have been part of Robot Carnival, and maybe it is, but I just don't remember. Even looking at the pictures,
so,
I'm like,
I remember Robot Carnival, but I don't remember that. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. But,
well, I know there's a scene where like some cyborg dude fights a bunch of military stuff.
It does sound familiar, but I can't picture it.
But Robot Carnival would have been too late because I was still a kid, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
but you know how sometimes those memories kind of get blurred.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I just remember enjoying it.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, not Starlight Express. That's the
Galaxy Express 999.
Yeah, Galaxy Express, of course. Yeah. Stuff like that.
It took me a while to appreciate that because, again, I saw that on Sci-Fi and I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
There's so much talking. And I didn't like it because I remember at the time I was used to more violent anime. One of the ones that we didn't talk about that was on the list that I forgot about was Ninja Scroll. I remember seeing Ninja
Love
Scroll.
Ninja Scroll.
I love that anime. But I remember like that's the kind of anime I was used to was just very aesthetic action.
Yeah.
And I remember Galaxy Express was like very slow on the action. I didn't really appreciate it until I got older.
Yeah. In the early 90s, there was, earlier mid-90s, there was Yuritsoku Doji, which was definitely hentai. But very violent. Very,
is that the Overfiend?
Legend of the Overfiend,
yeah.
It was good, but really sexualized.
Yeah, it was like very graphic.
First time he appears, there's these energy tentacles shooting over there.
Oh,
and then when you pay attention, they're not energy tentacles.
Are you recommending porn to people?
Well, it wasn't, but it wasn't porn. It wasn't
It was just
heavily sexualized.
Okay.
But it was good. I remember enjoying it, but then it started to get a little weird. I do remember that.
It always does.
So yeah.
Sorry, it wasn't weird before.
Yeah.
I don't remember watching the series. Yeah. I kind of know. I know about it, but I don't remember watching it. But yeah. It wasn't weird before.
I don't know how heavily it was edited. Tentacles? Maybe it was pure hentai when it started. I don't know. Maybe they edited it for the U.S. I don't know. But it was unlike anything I had seen at the time. So
it was pretty. What was it called?
Yuritsoku Doji, Legend of the Overfiend.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
There you go.
It does sound a bit like a sneeze.
There you go, guys. If you want to find it, just don't turn off the show while you're looking for it. Oh, found it.
I remember, like, in the mid 90s, it was big, but it's just pretty much disappeared. Uh-huh. And about the same time, Ninja Scroll started sort of becoming well known. Like that other one, I hadn't seen it since.
Oh, okay.
And of course, Ninja Scroll is badass. And then, of course, you know, Ghost in the Shell, Vampire Hunter D, and then
Akira.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Although I find now that I'm older, I enjoy Dragon Ball much, much, much more.
Yeah, it's very. So, it's a lot more simple. It's a lot. Yeah. It's more of an adventure than it is just an action anime.
So that's pretty much for it. The ones from my younger days, I guess. I mean, there's a lot of newer stuff I like.
Yeah.
But those are the ones that just sort of impacted me and sort of created a.
None of the Gundams? I thought you would bring up a Gundam.
You know
like
what? I did like the Gundams, but like I said, I was talking about ones that just sort of affected me or impacted me. When I saw Gundam the first time, I was like, this is badass, but it really didn't strike me. I mean, Robotech strike me because the animation, I already brought that up, so I didn't bring it up again. Mm. Just because the animation was just so cool.
It was like nothing you'd seen on TV.
Yeah, I'd never seen battles that way.
Right.
Like, even Star Wars was nowhere close, but that's the advantage of animated. Yeah. You can just do some things. I mean, I remember one scene specifically where, you know, the missiles fire and how the missiles, just the animation of the missiles flying swarming in. And,
oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Yeah. Like, when I first saw that, it was so amazing, you know, just stuff like that.
Okay.
But, and then, of course, Macross Plus, which I don't know if you've seen that.
Macross Plus, no.
That is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue, too, that that is one of the very few animes that actually benefited from being edited down to like a two-hour movie.
Oh, okay.
Because it is pretty long. But like even the two-hour movie is just amazing. Like the whole story and the interaction between the characters and what kind of happens, it's like so weirdly, you think it's bittersweet and then you realize it's just really effed up.
Yeah.
But like when it kind of happens, like it's pretty effed up, but it's like, wow. That all makes sense, and it sucks.
Oh, okay.
And now the characters sort of have to do whatever they were doing before, you know.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, just stuff like that. Those are the ones that impacted me, I guess.
All right.
So,
you want to go next? Michelle?
Yes.
Okay. Are you answering to Michelle, or are you saying, yes, you want to go?
I can't say that the ones that I have impacted me, I guess, like you did, just because I was technology baby.
Yeah.
Everything we had already looked amazing, and it just kind of got better from there. But the ones I distinctly remember, just because I guess just because they were one of the first, and just seemed batshit crazy, and because I wasn't supposed to be watching them because I was really really young. The first one that I can honestly say I watched all the way through, and I would actually get up in the middle of the night to watch it was it's called Blue Gender.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. I kind of remember.
It's like a mech sci-fi. Anime.
Sort of dystopian one, right?
Yeah.
Like the with the big bugs. It was kind of like Starship Troopers in a way.
Wow.
Yeah.
That explains why I love Starship Troopers. but you'd have like these colonies of people. A select few would get into these giant mechs and go on Earth and look for supplies or people. Or I forgot what the main plot was, but they'd fight these big ass bugs.
Huh. Yeah.
And it was like those fight scenes were so awesome.
I do remember watching. I didn't watch the whole series, but I do remember watching maybe like the first few episodes when it first came on.
Yeah,
I don't think I was as enamored with it as,
thought
it would be.
Cool.
Yeah, but which is probably why I kind of stopped watching it. But anything else besides Blue Gender?
That was one of them. Another one that I actually prefer over Cowboy Bebop, and I might get shit for it.
I'll tell you that right now. But go ahead.
It was Trigun. That was another series that I finished like that, all the way through, and I just loved the style. It was Western.
Yeah, like a sci-fi
futuristic Western. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so awesome, and it was funny, but then the ending gave me the feels, and it was just like...
Yeah.
It was able to do everything that I would want out of an anime, and it looked good.
That was one of those animes I could only watch one time. Mm. I liked it, but I never got the feeling to watch it again.
I don't know. The action sequences were just so badass.
Which, Blue Cowboy Bebop I could watch over and over and over again.
Well, because they have stylistic images and
the feel.
Fancy music.
And the, oh, yeah, and the jazz.
So then
music
it just makes it like a relaxing, like you could just put it on and just relax.
Yeah.
Watching the show.
Right. What else do you recommend?
By far, if anybody was to ever watch any anime ever, it would be FLCL.
Yes! 100%. I love that anime.
I think I've watched those horribly short 6 episodes at least 5 or 6 times.
Right.
It is batshit crazy.
Did you first see it on Toonami? That's where I first
saw it. No, I first watched it on Adult Swim.
FLCL, by the way. FLCL.
Fooly Cooly.
Fooly Cooly. That's the easiest way to find it, because if you look up Fooly Cooly, you won't find it.
Yes, you will.
Really?
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
Because when I first heard about it, I kept looking up Fooly Cooly, and I guess probably FLCL keep coming up, and I'm like, no, it's Fooly Cooly. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. The show doesn't even explain it. I think that's
no, it doesn't.
Part.
Yeah.
But I remember that was another one that I would wake up at like 10 o'clock at night after being tucked into bed because I was a kid.
Yeah.
And watching TV and almost getting caught by my parents because I was like, I had to finish that series.
Yeah.
It was so good. And the music was amazing. That was the first anime that I ever bought a soundtrack for.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I bought that soundtrack too. I bought it at Fry's. The Pillows are the guys who are mostly on that. They're great. Yeah. I don't understand what the hell they're saying.
I don't
speak Japanese, but like the tunes and they're, I don't know. It sounds so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly. And then, go ahead. Sorry.
The honorable mention for people who don't necessarily want to watch older anime and who just want to have absolutely no idea what's going on. Kijo.
Oh, God.
100% Kijo.
I haven't seen it, but you told me to watch it.
Deeply subversive.
Oh, yeah. It's self-aware that it's incredibly perverted, but that's what makes it great.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't try to give you those upskirt shots because, oops. That's just the way it was drawn. No, it was like, they're doing it on purpose.
But ultimately, once it gets down to what it's about, I'm like, this is really effing clever. Like,
really?
Yeah, because really when you strip away all the...
The fan service.
The fan service.
Yeah.
But the fan service also works by what the story's about.
It's very self-aware, right?
But it's also meta. But it's also kind of weirdly feminist.
Well, because at the end of the day,
you know what I mean?
The girls are proud to be... playing in this sport,
Kijo. Not only that, but they're learning about who they are and what
what their abilities are, what they can do, what their potential is.
Can you explain to people what, because I already know, but for those who don't know, explain to them what the sport of Kijo is.
So basically,
weirdest thing ever. Anyway.
There's different lands that these women can fight on, and you're fighting in a pool. So depending on what land you have, you kind of have to develop a strategy.
It's just like Pokemon.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of.
Except... Yeah. Instead of Pokemon monsters.
Say it out loud.
The different girls would go against each other fighting only with their boobs or their butts.
Bumping butts.
Correct. Correct.
And each tended to have a different fight style. So you could either be fast, stealthy, or like a brute.
Up close, from far. Yeah, I know that sounds weird.
And,
so it's like an RPG game, kind of. It's, like, it's still like Pokemon. You still have to find like what works
in terms of
attacks, but it's butts and boobs.
Yeah, each of them has a finishing move.
Yeah.
Catch them all? What is it?
Yeah. Well, no, each of them, they're different.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the main girl that they focus on, her main move is, like, one of the hardest moves to do.
The twerk?
Is the vacuum butt cannon.
What? That sounds gross.
And blow your clothes off, man.
Yeah, it does. It did multiple times.
Yeah. I'm getting the image of a fart. I'm getting a fart. Is that what it is?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
No, she has to gain momentum by doing like these weird flips and twirls and things.
Which creates the vacuum.
And then the cannon is once she actually makes contact with the other player, they go
it's like a
sonic
boom, gotcha. I believe.
Yeah.
I see. You should explain that to me because what I gathered from that
was a horrific fart.
Was that someone? It's like when you suck in air to pull out to push out a burp. I thought it was like that, but with her butt.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
He sucks in air just to let a fart out.
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Not at all.
I'm glad we explained it, and I didn't walk around thinking that somebody in an anime sucks in air to push out a fart.
Yeah.
And that one is on Crunchyroll.
It is.
We have interested
that is not on
absolutely
Toonami,
anybody.
Yeah. You like feminist boobs and butts.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
What you get?
I don't know if you guys have ever seen, but Neon Genesis Evangelion?
Hell yeah. Actually, Erica let me borrow that.
Yeah. Oh, did she? Yeah. How would you think?
I have only watched the first few episodes.
It's like a mecha anime
like big
with
robots.
Like psychological.
Yeah. I just like the robots.
Subgenre.
Never seen it. Only thing I've seen by him is the newer Godzilla movie.
Oh, okay. The one that we saw there. Yeah, but yeah, that's kind of like a weird one. It'll take a few watches for you to really get what's happening, and the end of it is, God, it's so confusing. Like the last two episodes, and Gainax is kind of notorious for doing this, is not having an actual closing ending as much as they'll have this kind of open philosophical ending where you really have to know what's happening.
Yeah. Jeez, it sounds like the OA.
But it's possible. Yeah. I haven't seen the OA, but it's possible that it's like that. And I remember hearing a story about they put out those last two episodes and people were so mad because they wanted a conclusion from the series, and they were so mad that they would go to the offices, send them vandalize them, send them death threats to the people of Gainax for not actually finished. So they put out a movie which is called End of Evangelion, which has an actual ending, which is still kind of
open.
Weird, kind of open, but it does provide more of an ending than the last two episodes.
I need to finish this now.
But yeah, but I would recommend that to people. That'll take a few watches though before you really understand. It took me a few watches to understand what's actually going on.
Yeah.
So one speed through, I'd be lost.
Well, one speed through, you wouldn't be lost completely, but you'd have to watch it again to really understand it. Like if you miss anything, you would have to really.
So I have to hyper focus when I watch this, basically.
I would say so, yeah.
How exhausting. I guess I better start over.
Cowboy Bebop, of course, is another one that I'd recommend.
Cowboy Bebop is the music. It's good, but that music is
Everything together.
Yoko Kanno and the Seatbelts. Yeah. Well, the Seatbelts are her band, but Yoko Kanno is
she's amazing.
She's a spectacular composer. I think she's great.
Absolutely.
That whole soundtrack,
I ever get to the point where I can hire a composer, I'm going to get a hold of her in some way. Yeah,
she's great. It really sets the mood for that anime, which music is great and it really adds to it, but I really love the series.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could have come up with a lot more stuff, but we'll definitely save that for another show. There's a lot of really great anime out there that you should definitely check out.
So much.
It's a little expensive now.
But you can go on a lot of these other servers like Crunchyroll or even Amazon Prime. If you pay attention, things come and go.
Right.
But oftentimes, there's always showing. They're always showing.
Well, the newer stuff. There's always. That's the problem with most streaming services. They're only showing you the new stuff that's come out. If you want to see anything that you watched in the past, you're going to have to pay a pretty penny.
Well, you can find a lot of that online, though. It might not be the best quality.
Yeah.
I think it depends on what it is, because there's a lot on YouTube as well.
Just if you're going to buy it, which a lot of this stuff, like Ghost in the Shell, it's not on Netflix or anything like that. So you would pretty much have to buy it. But I would say it's worth it.
Oh yeah, just double check that there's actual English subtitles. That's but a lot of that,
personal experience there.
Don't be out $60 because you can't understand.
But you're right. Expect to pay a pretty penny now. Yeah. There was this time after Naruto the series came out where anime was super cheap because everybody was into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anime, which was about that time that Naruto came out.
God, I missed that, but I missed that train.
So it was expensive, and then Naruto came out, and then everybody was buying it, so like stores would sell it for a lot cheaper, and now we're back to being expensive again. So,
jeez.
Yeah. You do want to see stuff. But stuff like Ghost in the Shell is not that expensive. I think I bought my copy for about 10 or 15 $10. Yeah. Ninja Scroll, I got it for about 15 bucks. So, they're really worth.
Well, the older ones, yeah.
Yeah.
But those are so...
The Miyazaki stuff tends to be expensive, but that's because Disney has the rights.
$40. Yeah.
Anywho, there you go. Yeah. Those are our recommendations. Go on and check it out.
Yeah.
For reals, guys.
For realsies.
For realsies.
Porco Rossi.
Porco Rosso.
Oh, Rosso. Right? They say Rossi. Rosso.
Well, because he's Italian, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't he? Or French. He's Italian. No, he's Italian.
I think he's Italian.
So that makes sense, I guess, why you would call it that. Anyway, if you'd like to let us know about your favorites or any recommendations... go ahead and do that on our Facebook at The Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge.
Yep.
Go to TeePublic and get our beautiful, wonderful t-shirts.
They go on sale at least once a month for about 4 or 5 days.
That is the service we provide.
And they drop
you.
From $20 to $14.
We put them on sale for you.
We lose $1 every time that sale happens, but we don't care.
Yeah, because we love
like
you.
It's not like we're making that much off of it anyway. Because, and we love you.
Yeah. Exactly. Because we want people to look at your shirts and go, what the hell is that? Because you deserve that uniqueness. You special little snowflake. So do go and buy those shirts. And of course, we will see you guys next week.
Yep.
So have a good day.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Is that a question? Have a good day.
Have a good day.
I'm on the radio.
created by Louise LaTorre and Munch. The Geek Lounge is produced and hosted by Louise LaTorre and Adam Smasher and was recorded at Giga Hub Studios. You can find this show and many other shows at GigaHub.com and on Facebook under the Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. The show's theme is Shop Lunatique by the band Turquoise. You can find them at TurquoiseBand.com. TurquoiseBand.com for music, merchandise, tour dates, and much more.
It's Akira.